You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
I was first platoon commander for Fox Company. We were deployed to Marja in Afghanistan. I took a large portion of the blast to my torso and face. It was even before the sound hit my ears that the world was just went completely dark and then there was a boom.
My job here at Blinded Veteran Association is to assist veterans with developing claims for compensation and pensions.
They pretty much met me in the hospital and, you know, told me, it's going to be fine, it's going to be difficult, but this is what we do next. And it's just good to have that group that you can turn to with questions, and you know that they're going through the same thing that you are. One of their biggest priorities is educating their members on how the system works and how to go about getting what you need so that you can live a full life.
We are also here for support because we know with rehabilitation, as very necessary as it is, it doesn't end there. There has to be a process to continue that education or training.
All of it's there for you. You just need to know where to turn, but it can be extremely confusing navigating all the agencies and all the people and all the bureaucratic red tape.
There's changes to many things in the blind community, and BVA is one resource that the veterans can actually get this information. Working with Charity Sub means that we'll get more support where is needed in helping blind veterans nationwide.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got
Welcome back. We're live from Orlando, Florida. That's right. We are live. And I mean in person. That's right. We are live. Lynn.
Michael.
We're live? Sheila,
so.
Are we live?
We are live.
We are live for Orlando, Florida. And okay. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. Phone number to call is 407-894-1680. Okay. This is the show that caters to the visually impaired, the blind audience, and we say we're the bridge between us and the sighted. And if you are sighted, hope you listen to the show and hope you'll call in.
And happy Mother's
and
Day
happy
to
Mother's
anyone.
Day, so right now...
We have Sandy and then...
Sandy's on the line from Boca.
Yeah. From Boynton Beach.
Boynton Beach, okay.
Yes, Sandy. Hi.
What do you have to say?
I just wanted to tell you, I was 25 when I lost my vision at the tail end of a pregnancy. And I gave birth to a baby, and I already had a three-year-old and one that was almost five.
Wow.
And I panicked, and I didn't know what I was going to do. Well, I had help for a short time, and then I brought up my kids, and it was all trial and error. But years later, things came out that made us laugh, and I think it's time for a good laugh. I went to the table in the kitchen, and something smelled, and I looked at my plant, and I kept digging in the plant, and the kids started to laugh. I said, "Why are you laughing?" So my middle daughter said, "Well, a long time ago, I didn't want my scrambled eggs, so I buried them in the plant." you didn't see what I was doing, so I figured that was the easiest way to get away with.
That's a cute story.
I'll tell you one more. Another night, we came home from dinner, and the dog's belly was, we had a poodle, was like hanging down to the floor. So Alan said, "You know what? I better take him to the vet. Something's wrong." So again, my middle daughter, who was always my challenge, said, "No, Daddy, I didn't like what somebody made me for dinner. So the dog ate my whole dinner."
Oh,
so she said, "We thought nobody would see. We could get away with it." But those are the things we found out over the years. They used to pull things behind my back.
Wow.
And so there's always good with the bed.
Well, at least they make you laugh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We got to run, but thank you for the
sharing. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
All right. Is this my surprise call, Greg? Glenn?
When I looked at the number and everything, I was like, "Whoa, for real?" But this is...
Okay, well, I think he's with her. Well, hi, Greg.
He wasn't supposed to answer the phone.
We were supposed to have a surprise call to your mama.
Here's your mama.
Oh, really?
Right, that's what I'm
saying. We're on the air. Where's your mama?
She's here. I don't know if she's available.
Oh, well, we were calling her, not you.
We were calling her. We're on the air.
You can still call her. That'll surprise her.
Oh, I thought that was her number. That's the number that was on my
phone.
No,
she doesn't know I'm calling right now, so you can still call her.
Oh, well, I don't have that. No, I thought I had her number. Oh, well.
Who was he calling in?
Were you calling in, Greg, or did Chris call you?
Yeah, I was calling in.
Oh! That's my other story. That's what happened to your brother. I couldn't tell. Okay.
That's funny.
So what do you have to say for yourself? Greg is calling in from, where are you calling in from?
Palm Harbor.
Palm Harbor, Florida.
Palm Harbor, yeah.
Where's that near? Where's that near?
St. Pete.
St. Petersburg. Okay. So what do you have to say for yourself, Greg?
Are you treating your mama good?
Oh, definitely, as always, every day.
Okay, good.
He's a good son.
But I did want to wish all the moms out there, and also Lynn and Sheila there in the studio, a very happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And, of course, my mom, Marcia, as well. She's just pushed me since the day I came out of her, literally, so...
Aww.
She's just been such an inspiration and has made me into the person I am today.
She's a wonderful.
That's why we wanted to call her.
We're going
to
send you a nice bracelet. Send him a nice bracelet.
Chris wants to call.
Hey, Greg, I don't know. You're the first gentleman I heard to really actually mean it and say what you said, how mom pushed you. She pushed you out. And she pushed you along the way.
Yeah.
So. I got to commend you on that one. That's a good one. I'm going to have to steal that one.
Thanks, Chris.
Well,
that just came
you,
to me like that, well, so I don't know how.
Greg, before you hang up, give Chris your mom's phone number so we can call her.
Okay.
Off the air.
Oh, I got the number already.
He has the number. It was just coincidence.
Right. That's all it was.
That's funny.
Okay.
All right.
So thanks for calling in, Greg.
Thank you. See you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, put down his name and address. We'll send that address.
Thank you, Greg. Love you, Greg.
See you soon.
Take care, Greg.
All right.
Okay.
That was Greg from, where's he from?
Palm Harbor. Jeez.
Good grief, Charlie Brown.
Chris is laughing on the other side of the glass. So,
Lord have mercy.
Did you ever hear that story about my report cards? I thought I told you that before.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Mike. Mike, they just gave it to you right there, Mike.
Yeah.
Where's he from again? Both of
them. Palm Harbor.
Lord, right, have so mercy.
Are we calling his mom?
I'm finna call, but we got a blind man.
Okay, we'll talk to Gary while you get Marcia. Ay, ay, ay. I guess got to do it.
Who's on the phone now?
Blind man. Gary known as Gary Sinclair.
Gary from Orlando, Florida. Oh,
Winter
calling.
Park.
Winter Park, Florida. Okay.
Hello, you all.
Hi, you all.
Y'all.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there and to Lynn and to Sheila.
Thank you, Gary.
Let's just keep it short, but I just had to call and say happy Mother's Day to every mother out there.
Well, thanks for calling it, Gary. We'll send you a nice bracelet.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. That's from Winter Park.
Okay, take care.
Gary from Winter Park.
All right. Oh, my goodness gracious. I called Chris Glenn before. Chris is on the phone trying to get our next surprise caller.
Then we'll do a trivia, and then we go to our guest caller calling in from California. All right.
Yes.
So, but they didn't get the last trivia, so we'll see if they can
mine,
get this one.
This is mine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
Chris is going to love my choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, why
He's
are you doing...
on the phone.
This is trivia. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
You taught me everything, everything you've given me. I always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. Yeah. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right. If I didn't have you by my side, oh. You were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Mama, mama, you know I love you.
I want to play a little more of that song in a minute.
Oh, I love you, mama.
But I'm going to play a little more of that song, but in case you folks didn't hear.
Any luck with
Tell me who's singing this song. No, 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
We have a caller calling from Valley Forge, PA. I don't know if it's for trivia or just to say hey. Hi, Robert.
Robert.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello. Is it really a week later? Wow. Time flies.
I know the answer,
oh, good.
But I can't play.
He can't play. He already won.
Oh, he already won.
I have another song, a mother's song for you.
Okay.
I'm kind of blanking on the name of the song. I believe it's by...
Wait, don't say it then. Tell Chris.
No. Not your song.
Not for trivia.
No. Oh, not for trivia. You don't want to put
just
trivia?
Just for something for us to see what we can find.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's by Shirley Caesar. It's about a little boy who does his chores, and he walks into the kitchen.
I know
kitchen.
Exactly what song you're talking about,
All
Robert.
All right.
And
you'll
he hands his mother a bill, cleaning my room, 25 cents.
Oh, yeah.
Taking the trash out, yep. 75 cents. And the mother sits down with the bill and flips it over and writes, "For all the nights I took care of you when
right.
you were sick.
No cost.
No charge."
Yep, yep. It's a precious song.
Chris is going to find it.
Oh, my God. It brings a tear to your eyes.
Yep. It's a beautiful song.
Well, thank you,
but
Robert.
I can't remember the name of it.
No Charge.
He'll find it. I think it's No Charge.
The title of it is No Charge.
No charge.
Yeah, I think it's
if
No
can
Charge.
If you find it, put it on. Okay.
Thank you for calling, Robert.
Awesome.
We got to run. We have to
run.
Take
Thanks,
another call.
Thanks, Robert, calling in. That's Robert from Valley
Forge.
We'll
talk to you soon. Bye-bye. We have Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey calling in.
Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Betty.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Thank you. Same to you, Betty.
You remember Paul, my son.
Of course.
Of course.
When he was little, he used to get dressed up in a white uniform, and he carried a medical bag. He wouldn't be a doctor.
That's funny.
Of course, he does now.
That's funny.
But he's a historian now, right?
Yeah, my husband put up swings in the basement, and when the kids used the swings, they go, ee, ee, ee. had a lot of fun.
That's great.
Happy Mother's Day, Betty.
I saw a nice picture that Paul put of you on Facebook in your Navy cap.
Yes. Very nice.
And we're going to send you a bracelet.
I think she got it last week.
She didn't call in last week.
Oh, okay.
Send Betty a bracelet.
What is it?
A bracelet. We're sending you a bracelet that says Blind and Beyond.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, but it's silver and black letters.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Again, thanks for calling. It's Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Okay. Here's the song that Robert wanted, I believe. You prayed for you. No chance. For the time. Thank you, Robert. The tears and the cost through the years. There is no chance. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge. For the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge and the cost. Very nice.
Okay, that was a nice song, that's not trivia. The trivia song is before that.
We have a caller on the line. I'm wondering if she's calling it for trivia or just to say hello.
No, she's just calling in to say hi.
Okay. Oh, that's what
I thought.
We
have to play that song again.
Another one of our favorite mothers, Sherry Brun.
Hey, Sherry. Hey, happy Sherry. Mother's
hello.
Day.
This is Sherry Brun from,
hey, Lynn.
From Orlando.
From Orlando.
Sherry from Orlando.
That's right. Happy Mother's
Day. Everyone. Happy Mother's Day.
Same
happy
to you.
Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to give you... Yes, we are. I wanted to give you guys a quick twins update. My daughter just took her younger twin home, and she took the other one home Friday.
Aww.
So they are both home now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Very good.
That's my twins update, and they're doing great.
Wonderful.
They're doing great.
Maybe
that's
she'll call into the show sometime and say hi. That would be fun.
Yeah, she's so happy, and... And now she says she's not going to get any sleep anymore. So that's the plan.
We're sending her. Send Sherry a bracelet. Okay. We're sending her a bracelet. Well,
thank you, Sherry.
I just wanted to let you guys know because I know some of you have been following my posts and letting me gloat. And it's the best Mother's Day, Grandmother's Day present I could have, too.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I'm excited.
That's so wonderful.
Well, congratulations and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry.
We'll send you a bracelet.
Our surprise caller is on the phone. Yay. Surprise caller, say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Marsha.
Hello.
Marsha Lindbergh, and this is Greg Lindbergh's mama.
There you go.
Happy Mother's Day, Marsha.
You are on the radio for Blind and Beyond. You are on the radio.
Well, I want to say my son... beat me playing Uno today.
Oh,
the card game Uno.
Wow.
I know. My son that can't see.
Yeah, he's
twice,
playing that card, isn't he?
I think he's pulling my leg here.
Well,
you have to know colors and numbers and it's Mother's Day, come on, Greg.
Marsha, we wanted to wish you a very special happy Mother's Day because you have raised heck of a son.
Yes, heck of a son.
Well, thank you. Well, thanks to you all. He has really blossomed. I think being on the radio has really helped him a lot. He used to be this shy little boy.
Oh, well, he's not so shy.
He's definitely not shy anymore.
So are you having a good day?
Thanks to you guys.
You having a good day?
We are having, even though he beat me at Uno, but we're having a great day.
Well, happy Mother's Day, Marsha.
Thank you very much
for being
a good sport.
You guys are awesome.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Love you too. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't guess we have anybody that's going to know the trivia.
Nobody called for trivia.
No.
Should we play that song a little bit over again?
You always did understand. You gave me strength to
come to me and tell me I could face anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be.
Okay, let's see if you can get it. So far, you didn't get Mama Said by the Shirelles, and let's see if you can get this one. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Sheila, you know who's singing?
I have no idea.
Oh, you have no idea?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Hey, Chris, how hard is this?
He's on the phone. He's on the phone.
I don't know if it was just that hard. You picked it, Lynn.
Everybody knows this.
I guess everybody doesn't know this.
Because they're not calling.
407-894-1680. Well, I'm going to have to tell the answer because nobody's
right.
getting it.
Well, let me just say. Wait. I knew the young person would know. Okay.
Here's our friend right here from Orlando, KJ.
No, all right, won. When Kelly. Was the last time she won?
I don't really know
right now because.
We don't have our book. That's okay.
But
it's been a while. It's been a few
weeks. It's been
weeks.
A while.
Yeah.
KJ, how you doing?
Hey, good. I figured, you know, I didn't remember when I last won, but I figured I'd know the answer if nobody else was calling in. Why
KJ,
not?
I think you're too young to know these people right here, KJ.
No! Boys to Men was my first CD I ever owned.
Oh, wow.
So who was this group?
She
what's
just
this,
said.
Who's singing?
Boys to Men.
She just said.
What is it?
Boys to Men.
Boys to Men, not Boys to Girls, Boys to Men. Okay.
Boys to Men.
Congratulations, Kelly.
All right.
Okay. You just won a $10 gift card to 2J's.
Yay.
All right, so we're going to lunch, right?
2J's.
Yay, yep, of course.
Write it down, Chris.
Say that again, Mike. I'm sorry.
She just won a $10 gift card to 2J's. Get her address. I think you have a 2J's gift card. From.
If you don't, Sheila has my address. She
yes, absolutely.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I know where she lives.
Happy Mother's Day, guys.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling in.
That's Orlando.
All right.
Okay. So, folks, if you're listening outside, I guess these trivia is getting harder and harder. What can I tell you? Not supposed to be easy. Mama said the Shirelles. My folks who like oldies that should have known that one. And my intruders, my group, the Intruders, I could understand because the group wasn't that big, but they were pretty big. What, Lynn?
We're going to break right now.
We're going to break?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. That's right. See you on the other side of the break.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2js.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You're listening to Blind and Beyond. We have a caller right now. I believe her name is Rachel, calling in from Orlando, Florida.
No.
Who is this?
Illinois.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, what?
Wait, now, hold on. You can't get, now, of all the states in the world, you got to get this one right.
Springfield, Illinois.
I thought she's from...
I'm going to give everybody points there because I'm originally from Orlando, so it's nice to be remembered as being from Orlando, but I am in Illinois, and I do like... Chris and I had a little conversation about our favorite popcorn place in Chicago.
Right.
So this is Rachel from Springfield, Illinois. Springfield, Illinois.
So, yeah. Rachel, you are high. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day. Thanks for calling in.
Happy Mother's Day, Rachel.
And we're going to send you a bracelet for calling in today. That's right. You're going
to
get a bracelet.
And she can give it to Delaney.
Address, right?
I will.
She can give it to Delaney. Anyway, Rachel is one of our members of GOCB, and she is, are you still president of the Illinois Council?
Yeah, I'm president of Illinois Council and former president of
Mid-Florida.
Mid-Florida before,
Mid-Florida.
So I got my start there.
Yeah, when I first came to Orlando, I met Rachel, and she was president of Mid-Florida, which is now Greater Orlando. Rachel has a little girl, and how old is Delaney?
I thought I heard her.
She's two. She's going to be three.
Yeah, she'll be three in September.
Gosh.
Here, Delaney, you want to say hi?
Hi. Oh, Delaney.
Hi, Delaney. Love her.
You're
name.
Talking on the radio, baby girl.
Hi, girl.
You're talking on the radio.
Say hi, Miss Sheila.
Say how you. How you doing, Sheila?
Hi, Miss Sheila.
Hi, honey. Anyway, Rachel is blind and her little girl is sighted. Okay. So tell us about your challenges with being a blind mom.
Well, it took a while to actually get there. My story basically is that I was married when I was living in Florida. That unfortunately didn't work out. And I moved up to Illinois for a job. And while I was here, I got to thinking about just, you know, as you always do, you know, where your life is going and what you're accomplishing of all the things that you said that you wanted to do when you were a kid. You know, and I always wanted to have a good relationship, have a good marriage, and have kids. Well, the marriage didn't work out, unfortunately, but I thought I still wanted to have the kids that I wanted to have. And so I was looking at adopting, and I was looking at doing foster care, and neither of those options was working out for me in spite of the fact I was looking in several different places. And even though they wouldn't say it, a lot of the agencies just went right up to that discrimination line and didn't want to work with me. God forbid I was blind and I was single.
Yeah.
That just wasn't a good fit. They'd say they would do something and they wouldn't, or they tried to discourage me by saying... They tried to discourage me by saying, well, we don't know the parents, if they would pick you or not, you know, basically. And so I thought, okay, well, I don't have to prove anything to anybody.
Too much noise.
I'm just
gonna
do this a different way. And so I went into a clinic.
Rachel.
Is Delaney playing with the phone?
No.
Oh, okay.
She'll have to be.
No, you're not.
Okay.
No. Okay, now it's
She's
there.
Right next to it.
Okay. That's the problem.
But I'm hearing
noise.
A lot of feedback on my end.
Yes, too much noise, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know where that's coming from.
So go ahead.
So basically, I just...
Help me.
I went to a clinic and... Delaney, not right now, baby. Oh, boy.
I think maybe we'll have to have
you. You know what, Rachel,
time.
We'll have to back another show, okay? Rachel, we'd like to hear your story.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll send you a bracelet. Get her address. Off the air. Take down her address. We'll send her a bracelet.
Bye, Delaney.
Bye-bye.
Right. Thank you, Rachel. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay. All right. We're going to California now from Illinois. All righty. We'd like to welcome Olivia Ostergaard. And Olivia is a legally blind wife, mother, and a new author. And she's the author of a book called Looking at the Unseen, My Guide Dog Journey, How God Led Me Every Step of the Way. Welcome, Olivia.
Welcome, Olivia.
Hi, Michael and Lynn. Thank you very much for having me. And sorry for the
delay
getting to you guys.
No problem.
Oh, that's okay. It goes with the territory. Just a little glitch. How are you? Meet Sheila.
Hi, Olivia. It's nice to meet you.
Hi.
So tell us.
I'm doing fine.
And happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My son called me earlier this afternoon, so that was good.
So your story is about a guide dog, is that right?
About how I got my guide dog, my current guide dog that I have now.
Right. We are fascinated with the idea that it took you 10 years to get a guide dog.
I'm curious, why did it take you 10 years?
You know, I didn't really know a lot, guys, and I applied to 4 different schools, and the first school that came out to visit was... I forgot my name. I had to change all the names and everything. You know how that goes for liability issues.
Right. So the first one came out.
We don't have to know the name.
Okay. The first one came out and
And the guy said, you got too much vision. Okay, fine.
Okay,
the next school, I heard horror stories about. So I said, okay, crossed them off my list.
The third school came out.
Yeah. And then the third school came out. And I got a letter from them saying, you can't walk so far, blah, 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 because I've got asthma as well. And then so that went on for, I waited another year or more, I guess, almost 2 years. And I heard, I'm sorry. Let me back that up. That's right. And so then the school, my first choice, I contacted them and everything, and they accepted me, and I went there, and the dog and I didn't click. So I was there, and I came back home, and I was pretty devastated. And after about a year or so, I was leaving Bible study one day from church, and one of my other girlfriends said, hey, Livy, have you heard that Southwestern, and that's the name of the school that I use in the book, was going under? And, you know, so I got on the phone because they're the ones that I was waiting for and everything. I'm sorry, that I was waiting for to hear it, because they had come back and re-interviewed me and stuff like that. And so I called them and I said, hey, what's going on? And they told me, well, yes, we're having some issues, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, thank you, goodbye. Because they were going to be insolvent and I didn't want to mess with that. Well, anyway, I'd been praying about it and I said, okay, Lord, you know. And I replied or recontacted Sam, Beachside, and they came out. And they finally sent me a letter and said, no, we're going to...
So these are all schools in California, right? These are all dog schools in Florida, California.
No, actually, one of them was back east.
Oh, okay.
In fact, two of them were back east on my original list.
Oh, okay.
And so anyway, I called my friends Ed and Tony Ames, and they are the founders of... the IAADP, which is the International Association of Assistant Dog Partners. And, of course, Ed has passed away since that time. And he said, have you heard of the school? I go, my school.
And I said, no. And so the short story is I contacted them, I applied, I got accepted, and I went in 2005 to get my first dog. And I got the dog, I came home, and this I had the dog for about 3 years, and I should have had a red flag, because 2 days after I got home, this dog knocked me down while I was taking it out to relieve. It wanted to go chase a tree, chase a scroll up a tree, and I had all kinds of other issues with
wasn't
it. And
well
I
trained.
I know. And I hung on for 3 years, and then finally I said, that's it, I'm done. And I gave the dog back and waited another year and applied and went, and I got my current dog. And I've had him for, let's see, it'll be 8 years in August. He's going to be 10 next month, and his guide work is still good and everything. And so that's basically my story.
It took a long time.
And I go through a lot of, I went through a lot of doubts and, you know, wondering, can I do this? Because I really wasn't a dog person. But after at the beginning of the book, I tripped over a cement pylon in my church parking lot and hit my head against a car with my key. And I said, okay, something's got to be, you know, I got to do something.
Yeah.
And so, my dog's, you know, he's the best, and he's just what I needed.
Well, we're happy that you finally got what you needed.
Yes, and I it was also to a venture of faith as well, because that's what kept me going through this whole process. My gals at church and my group, my Sunday school class at church, and other, you know, friends, they've all been praying. They've been praying for me through this whole process, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself as a person. I learned a lot about the dogs and how they work and stuff. And in between the waiting time from I got my first dog and to get my dog now, I read a boatload of books that I could get my hands on about dogs and training dogs and that kind of stuff.
Olivia,
and they were very helpful.
Olivia, what advice can you give somebody out there that may be considering going to school to train with a guide dog? What advice?
Well, person is looking for a dog.
The first thing that I did was I got Ed and Tony's books from Talking Books. They're called, and I reference them in the book, A Guide to Guide Dog Schools and Partners in Independence. They're both available on Talking Books, and I read both of them, and they were invaluable in giving me advice as to what to do to begin the process, or even if you're interested, and that kind of stuff. And I did that, and that was invaluable. In fact, that's what Ed had suggested that I do, and I did. And so that's where I would start. With folks that were interested in doing that.
Olivia, how would people access to buy, how would they find your book, to buy your book, Looking at the Unseen, My Guide Dog Journey?
Right now, it is available on Nook and Kindle. It is not available on Talking Books or any other Audible form other than Goodreads. You can go on the Goodreads site, put in my name, or put in Looking at the Unseen, and it'll come up. Otherwise, in print, it's available on Amazon.com, Nook and Kindle. So if you have a Talking Nook and Kindle or Kindle, you can get it there. Barnes & Noble online store, Lifeway Christian store, Apple iBooks, and I think Google Books as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much. You're listening to Olivia Ostergaard, and that's G-A-A-R-D. Olivia,
right.
Ostergaard. She has a website. It's oliviaostergaard.wordpress.com. Well, thank you for joining us, Olivia, and we wish you a happy Mother's Day again.
Happy Mother's Day, Olivia. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks for calling
in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. For those folks who want to call in, you want a bracelet, give a call. Let's hear about your mama. 407-894-1680. Let's go to another trivia. We have a trivia. Let's go to a trivia song about your mama. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
Chris?
Yes.
All right.
407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Chris picked the song. 407-894-1680.
The last song I know,
okay,
Sheila.
Okay, that's
will
our
like.
Last trivia of the
no,
day.
No, I have one more.
Oh, you have one more?
But Sheila will like
407-894-1680.
I think I know who that is, but
who's
I'm
singing
not
this
sure.
song? Who is singing this song?
Oh, we got a caller. We got callers.
407-894-1680.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so who
I
is singing this song?
I know who it is.
And not while sure. we're waiting, the lines are being lit. And don't forget to look us up on the web. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Don't forget the Facebook page.
And don't forget the Facebook
page. Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You want to write to us and tell us about anything you want.
Well, almost anything.
Well, anything. But listen, if you have any, wherever you are, you want to write to us about coming on the show, about anything happening in your city that you're in, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
That's Dayton, not Clayton. It's Dayton.
She told me Clayton.
No, I think it's Dayton.
Who?
We had this discussion last night. It's Shirley from Dayton, Ohio.
Shirley from Dayton, Ohio. Shirley, how you doing?
Yeah, it's not Daytona, Ohio.
It is Clayton, which is a suburb of Dayton.
Oh, so it is Clayton.
Oh,
he's
Clayton?
Right.
Oh, Clayton, Ohio. Shirley,
how are you?
I apologize, Chris.
Okay, how are you? That's okay.
Hi, Shirley.
I probably confused you.
You caused a lot of
were
trouble,
you calling
Shirley.
Reference to, were you calling in reference to trivia, or were you calling to say hello?
Both.
Oh, both. Okay.
All right. Well, so she got a bracelet last week. I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Pardon?
I said,
yeah,
you,
I did get a bracelet
there
last
you go.
Week.
So
that's
who
correct.
Do you think is singing on this song?
The Jackson 5.
You're 100%
all right.
Right.
I was right. Yay.
All right.
I am so sorry I didn't call you before you guys
so
left.
So you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, boy. Thank
there you,
you
go.
Very much.
You're quite welcome.
Chris,
love the donuts.
Take down the address and we'll send it to you. Thank you so much for calling
okay.
in.
Okay.
Are you enjoying
hey,
the show?
At some point, I'd like to touch, see if I can arrange through you guys to touch base with one of the other callers that calls in here quite often. So I need to talk to you about it off the air.
Okay off the air. No
great.
Problem.
Nope.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What we're
thanks
here for
calling in. Yep.
Okey-doke. Thank you.
Take care.
Is anybody else on the line?
I don't know. No, not at the moment.
That's it? Okay. So what's next, Lynn?
I don't have anything. I was thought we'd have more callers, more people calling in. This is your time to call in if you'd like to call.
We got open lines right
we got
now.
Open lines for
if
the last 15
bracelet,
minutes
call
of the
in.
Show.
407-894-1680.
What about me?
What about you? Why don't you tell people again about how easy it is to access the live stream?
Well, if you go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and if you're a screen reader user, I use JAWS. So, you know, I'm not sure about the other screen readers because there are several. But if you arrow down with your arrow keys and you get to the listen and you hit enter, it should start the show.
There you go.
So. All right. Well, I have a little something I'd like to share with you. It's quite personal, but
That's personal. Listen to this.
Well, it's a little personal. Michael wrote me a Mother's Day card today.
Aww.
It is dated May 14, 2017, and it says, "Dear Lenny, my mother is not with me, but I know she would be so proud of you. You are the best mother and wife, daughter, sister, and above all, a wife like no other. A man could not find a better friend and wife. Words cannot express what I feel. My dear beloved, I love you so much on this day, Mother Day. Please remember your husband, father, kids, and all your
friends.
Love you. And yes, Miss Green and Bennett, too. Love, Michael."
Aw, very sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
Very sweet. Michael.
Was I okay on the writing okay?
Yeah. There's just one word I couldn't, because you were using a Sharpie, so it kind of bleeds when you write it. Uh-huh. So very nice.
The problem is you can't see what you're writing.
Yeah, but you still can write, Michael. You can still write.
And I was printing.
Yeah.
And need to get you one of those clipboards with the guide.
He has the lined paper that Lynn Winkler gave him years ago.
I have white paper that I write
on. And a check guide that he doesn't
use. The problem
is
I can't see what I'm writing. So I'm going from memory.
No, he did a really good job.
Did I?
Yeah.
Good.
You did.
So I did from memory, writing on white paper using a black, what was it, a marker?
Sharpie.
It's a Sharpie, yeah.
Writing on it.
Yeah, they're probably 2020s.
Was I pretty much even?
A 2020 marker also. Lynn, yeah, it's right
even?
Across.
Right across?
Yep.
Oh, I'm
a little bit diagonal, but mostly right across.
Good.
Yep.
I'm proud of you, Michael.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, I tried.
You did. Did a good job.
That's the first, believe it or not, that's the first thing I ever wrote since I've been blind. Right, honey?
The first thing you wrote since you got blind? No, it isn't.
When did I ever write anything to you?
Oh, you mean like a card?
Yeah.
I
don't think so.
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
I put on a card, "Dear Lynn," and signed it, "Love, Michael." But I never wrote something like that. A couple pages.
So, Chris.
I'm all ears.
Other than going to the hospital, did you do anything else today, at least for Mother's Day?
Well, not today. What we did was, everything we did was on yesterday.
Okay.
The brothers at our church, we normally get together every Mother's Day, and we normally do breakfast.
Oh, wow.
This year, we decided to do a dinner. That way, after service, everybody can just go home in case of an emergency, which was my emergency today. So we did a dinner on yesterday, and we did some ribs. We did some
What did you
You have chicken. Ribs? You didn't invite me? Oh, man.
Everyone was invited. You know, we just kind of.
Man.
What did you make? I want to know what you made.
Because I'm one of the youth at the church,
I
always get the youth, and we get the easy job. We made tea and lemonade.
Oh, bro.
I could have made water.
That's so funny. You're funny.
So that's what we did. We all pitched in together. We did lemon and water and sugar.
So you weren't doing the heavy-duty cooking.
And I was giving directions. Okay. I was the floor director.
You're funny.
So, folks, if you're out there.
Yeah, we got another 10 minutes if you want to call in.
If you would like to call in, it's 407-894-1680. If you want to write to us, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to look us up, if you missed this show or any other show, because we have all the shows all there. By the way, how easy is it to find all those shows? Sheila.
Very easy.
Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Very simple. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
I just like to give a little, what's the word, forecast? I don't know what. Forecast. That we have some really interesting shows coming up. Next week, we have the one and only Judy Matthews.
Judy Matthews.
Coming into the studio. And Judy works at the Lighthouse Central Florida. She's the technology and computer expert. Actually, along with her husband, Casey, right, Sheila? They're both very talented. Mm-hmm. Judy will be in. And are you ready for this? We will be having a caller. Philip Chalker is calling in from Australia.
He might be listening right now.
I'm sure he is. I forgot to give him a shout out.
Well, give him a shout out right now.
We're shouting out.
Shout it out!
It's 14 hours ahead of us, so it's morning where Philip is.
Wow.
Yeah. So, hi, Philip, and we're looking forward to talking to you next week. And he sent me some audio. He teaches the ukulele and the guitar. And he did a really cool thing.
I don't know if you know, folks, pardon me to interrupt.
Yeah.
But we have people not only in the United States listening to us, we have people from Canada, we have people from Jamaica, we have people from the West Indies, we have people from Australia, all listening to the radio show.
And then rounding out the month of May, on May 28th, that's our annual Memorial Day special, and we have many blinded veterans calling in, along with Charles Brooks and Gary Sinclair will be here in the, I was going to say in the office, in the studio. And we have some, it'll just be a really interesting show.
Al's going to be there.
We have Al Alvina, who is the executive director at Blinded Veterans Association.
He's a director in from the U.S.
And we have Bruce Davis, who's the VIST services team coordinator out of, in charge of North Florida and South Georgia. He's out of Gainesville. And we have Vern Humphrey, who is the Vice President of Communications at the National Association of Blinded Veterans. So it's going to be an unbelievable show. So lots to look forward to in the month of May. And hopefully Chris will be with us.
You know what?
What?
I ought to be ashamed of myself.
Why?
I really, so much excitement and stuff going on today.
What?
I didn't get a chance to call my mother.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you do it now?
My mother.
Can you do it on the air?
Yeah, and today is her birthday as well.
So put her on the air.
Hurry
up.
Call up.
Let's go to break, and in the midst of the break, I'll give her a call.
That'd be super.
There you go. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go anywhere.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put three decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn three initial certifications with the opportunity to earn two additional certifications. The first three certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional two certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
We are back.
Oh, yeah, we're back. This is your host, Michael, and you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So.
So, Chris.
You're going to call your mama.
He's on the phone. He might be with her.
Okay. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You want to call in? We got a few minutes left. It's 407.
You have your mother?
894-1680. Oh. Here we go.
Okay, I think I got my mom. I got my auntie.
Okay.
I think I got the whole family on the phone.
Right.
On.
Mama.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
You're live.
Thank you.
You're on the radio.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Happy Mama's Day to Auntie and Mama.
They're in Chicago.
Chicago.
This is everybody. This is my family in the Chicago area.
Oh.
My mom. They wanted to have a fish fry, and I believe they're at my cousin's house. Are y'all, where y'all at Love's house?
We're at Love's house, yeah.
So they're having a fish fry, so I think all the mothers are over there. So happy Mother's Day to each and every last one of you. And, Mom, happy birthday to you as well.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday. Oh, that's nice. And I love fried fish.
All right, we're headed to Chicago.
We got three more. We got three more for fish
fry. We love your son. Yes. We love your son. I don't know if she heard me.
They heard.
They heard.
They heard. Hey, Auntie Carolyn, Auntie Muriel, lovey. Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll let y'all later.
Yeah, someone will call you later.
Hey, don't go nowhere. I'll call you back in a minute.
Yeah, we'll be off the air in like 3 minutes.
So I don't get a whooping.
Going out.
Oh, Lord, they talk about somebody's batteries going out.
And well, that was Chicago, Illinois.
Sheila, thanks for joining us once again.
It seems like I always get Mother's Day.
Well, it's not by chance. It's planned because you're special.
And Lynn?
I love
it. And Michael?
It was great having you.
It was.
It was.
Thank you, Chris, for a great show.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you for having me.
And Chris, good luck.
Good luck.
I need it.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Yes,
this is a real reality show. Who knows if the baby will be born tonight?
What day, right?
Do you know if it's a girl or a boy?
Yes, we know. It's going to be a baby girl.
Oh.
She should be healthy.
What's her name going to be?
Zamaria.
Zamaria?
Zamaria.
Zamaria.
Speaking of children, I picked this cute little song to take us off the air. See you next week, everybody. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Take care. God bless you all. Stay well.
Candy, you're the mom for me.
Oh, this is cute.
Sesame Street.
Booyah, booyah, mommy.
That's cute.
Eat up me a head, one head, two. Bunty, booty, bumpa, ooda, booda, Mother's Day. Eat up, eat up, we love you.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Thank you for all you do. You're the best mom a mom can be. You're the mom for me.
I made a present for Nina. Can't wait for her to see.
For me?
You read me books and tuck me in. You're like a mom to me.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Thank you for all you do. You're the best mom a mom can be. You're the mom for me.
We'll be right back.
So many things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act.